This is Fresh Air. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the new album from former Beatle George Harrison. Ringo Starr, Eric Clapton, and Elton John are some of the musicians who join Harrison on this album. Here's part of the title track, Cloud Nine.
Have my love. It fits you like a glove. Joy my dream, tell me yes. Bail out should there be a mess. The pieces you don't need are mine. Take my time. I'll show you cloud nine. Take my smile and my heart, they be yours from the start.
John was the smart Beatle, Paul was the pretty Beatle, Ringo was the silly Beatle, but George was the vague Beatle, the frowning one who always seemed preoccupied with unknowable thoughts. George was the biggest fan of both the Maharishi and Ravi Shankar, and as you just heard, he's still floating around on Cloud Nine. Cloud Nine is being hailed as George Harrison's best work since All Things Must Pass in 1970, but that's just nostalgic amnesia. I mean, who listens to anything on All Things Must Pass except for the title song and My Sweet Lord? George has always put out lousy albums that occasionally contained excellent pop songs, tunes like Living in the Material World, Deep Blue, and Crackerbox Palace. Cloud Nine is a little better than most George albums, if only because it's livelier. It's produced by Jeff Lynne, who used to lead the most successful Beatle ripoff band, the Electric Light Orchestra. As a result, even when Cloud Nine is banal, at least it's energetically banal. That was This Is Love, a sappy tune from George Harrison's cagey album Cloud Nine. This is Harrison's first album since the 1982 stinker Gone Tropo. He has spent his time producing movies, writing some movie soundtrack music, being, in general, little more than a prosperous businessman. For reasons that certainly aren't evident on this album, which is primarily about living in the immaterial world, George now wants a hit record. Perhaps this is what permits him to exploit his Beatle days so shamelessly on Cloud Nine. In particular on a song called When We Was Fab.
Back then, long time ago, when grass was green, woke up in a daze, arrived like strangers in the night. Fab. Long time ago, when we was fab.
I think it's significant that when George wants to evoke his Fab Four days on that song, he imitates the music John and Paul wrote, songs like I Am the Walrus and Strawberry Fields. Those songs dealt with rock and roll informed by a wit and a dread fueled by drugs, LSD in particular. In the current overfed 20th anniversary issue of Rolling Stone, George goes on and on about how LSD was more important to his life than Beatlemania. He loved the escape from reality, a love still felt in new songs like Someplace Else, That's What It Takes, which includes the recurring line, We Gotta Get Out of This World Together, and of course the title song of the album. But I think the best song on Cloud Nine is the one most concerned with the real world, a tune that sneers at the blue noses who want to take the devil out of rock and roll. It's called Devil's Radio.
I heard it in the night.
You'd think he'd have learned by now. Whenever George comes down off cloud nine, he makes good music. When the vague Beatle gets specific, he's a rocker to be reckoned with.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.